Madame Pomfrey, the nurse, was a nice woman, but very strict. "Just 5 minutes," Harry pleaded. "Absolutely not. You let Professor Dumbledore in?" "Well, of course, that was the headmaster. Quite different. You need rest." "I am resting, look, lying down and everything." "Oh, go on, Madame Pomfrey."
"Oh, very well," she said, "but 5 minutes only."
And she let Ron and Hermione in.
"Harry!"
Hermione looked ready to fling her arms around him again, but Harry was glad she held herself in as his head was still very sore.
"Oh, Harry, we were sure you were going to... Dumbledore was so worried."
"The whole school's talking about it," said Ron. "What really happened?"
It was one of those rare occasions when the true story is even more strange and exciting than the wild rumours. Harry told them everything. Quirrell, the mirror, the stone, and Voldemort. Ron and Hermione were a very good audience. They gasped in all the right places, and when Harry told them what was under Quirrell's turban, Hermione screamed out loud.
"So the stone's gone," said Ron finally. "Flamel's just going to die?"
"That's what I said. But Dumbledore thinks that... what was it? To the well-organized mind, death is but the next great adventure."
"I always said he was off his rocker," said Ron, looking quite impressed at how crazy his hero was.